KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
And welcome back to the second hour of KSL at Night, where we are talking about all the most interesting things. I'm Leah Murray alongside my good friend Greg Skordas. Here's the deal. If you're catching this and you're like, man, I want to hear everything they just said in the last hour and I've missed it, you can always find us on KSLpodcast.com. After our show's been aired, just look up KSL at Night and you can download it and listen to it. Go back and listen to it in more detail. Really, any app where you get your podcasts is where you can find us. Now, Greg, it's the next hour of our show, and I want to talk about elections because it's election year. It's a presidential election. And in that conversation, states really matter.
Sure.
Okay, so it's very different. I always tell my students, basically, people running for president run 50 different campaigns, right? 50 sure. different sets of contexts going on. It is not a national election. We do not have a national election. It is a national office that is elected through 50 state sets of rules. Okay.
Interesting way to look at it, but that's exactly right.
Yeah, right.
That's exactly right.
Florida, and I love talking about Florida, you know, Florida man.
We talk about Florida too much. There's just always something going on with Florida.
So much interesting stuff in Florida. Florida is a pretty important state in the presidential election. So I wonder what you think. I feel it's a pretty predictably red state. Some people still have it listed on a battleground list like it's a purple state. What is your take?
I think it's still a purple state. Do you recall it wasn't that long ago, maybe, well, a little while ago, 2000, when okay, that's not that long ago when you're my age, but Florida
Greg.
Was the state that decided, I think in a lot of respect, decided the election. So I still think of that year.
That was 24 years ago, Greg.
I know, but Al Gore and George W. Bush, they're running. If you recall, that year, Gore wins the popular vote, but Bush wins the election because he gets the electoral vote. And we were all focused on Florida at the very end. And remember the term that none of us had ever heard before, hanging chads?
Yeah.
Remember? And we were just all hung up over Florida. So at least at that time, it was a close call state. That's how I remember it.
I love this. First of all, our producer was not alive when that happened.
Okay, well.
So a little bit.
So she learned something today.
Yep. All right. So
and they have a very controversial governor.
Well, I don't know that he's controversial for them. And
sure.
They voted for Trump pretty handily, and they voted for him, their governor, when he said, I'm a good friend of Trump. Does
right,
that make sense?
Right,
twice.
Right.
So let's talk about Florida. So the thing is, I think it's going to vote Republican, and I just think that's the thing. You think
okay.
it's purple because a quarter of a century ago, it was purple. So, you know, listeners, you could pick which team you want to go with, Greg or with me. But Greg might be right, and here's why. Today, the Supreme Court in Florida, so not the U.S. Supreme Court, Greg, but the Florida Supreme Court, ruled on two things having to do with abortion. Okay, so they ruled on a 6-week abortion ban. So they upheld the state's restrictions, right? So that means they've got their 6-week abortion. Like, I guess you can't have an abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy, which is a pretty strict version of abortion law, right?
Right.
Is that stricter
That's
than
probably
ours?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I think Utah's 12 right now.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, Florida's really, really strict on their abortion law. And then at the same time, the Florida Supreme Court okayed ballot language for an amendment to the state constitution so that voters in November could choose whether to protect abortion access. So they're basically like, here, the 6 week is in, but if you don't like it here, you can vote on it in November. So I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, Florida's a pretty red state, but abortion's been a hot topic.
It is nationally.
Yeah.
And Florida, that's a great example talk about a state like that, a red state, because we learn, even in the reddest of the red states, that there's still a huge, and this is another thing that we talked about last night when we talked about trends in the country and views about people in the country. One of the questions that they asked people was, do you feel that a person who seeks an abortion should be prosecuted criminally? And the answers were overwhelmingly Democrat and Republican. No, no, no. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I know that's a little bit of an extreme example, but it still shows that even Republicans, even conservatives are thinking, wait a minute, we have to put the brakes on this a little bit and not go so far as to criminalize it. I know we're not talking about that, but it gives you some idea that some people realize that the country is starting to drift a little bit too far in terms of abortion access.
Yeah. And what's interesting, last week I had a conversation with Taylor Morgan on this show, Greg, about the fact that a person won as a Democrat in a suburban seat in Alabama running on abortion rights.
Yeah.
So never in Alabama. My goodness. If Florida's red, Alabama is magenta, right? And I would argue Kansas voting to make abortion, right, constitutionally protected.
Right.
All across the board, so far, when abortion has become an election issue, people show up and the Democrat wins the argument. So it's not been a winning issue for Republicans. So if I put on the ballot, after I've said you can't have an abortion after 6 weeks, which is the strictest version of this possible, maybe, I might think. You have a,
besides an outright ban.
This is pretty close to an outright ban.
Right.
And then I'm going to say, now you can vote on it. Man, every Democrat in that state is going to run on that, and it's going to be a winner for most of them. The other thing on the ballot in Florida this fall, Greg, is recreational marijuana. Now, I'm just going to tell you what. I know who Jimmy Buffett is. I feel like he's dead now, but he hung out in the Florida Keys.
Yeah, Margaritaville's in the Florida Keys. Yeah, it's gotta be.
So I kind of feel like these people are probably somewhat friendly towards a recreational marijuana piece of legislation. And that too is a winner for Democrats, right? Because
yes.
I feel like younger people are more likely, like they are not interested in Biden. They are not interested in Trump. They do not want to check into this whole polarized world, but they might show up, man, for recreational marijuana. And while they're there, I imagine they might vote for Biden.
And reproductive rights, right.
Right. So I think abortion's going to mobilize a whole set of people, including a lot of women in the state of Florida. I think recreational marijuana is going to mobilize young people in the state of Florida. So you're bringing, and so this is why states and the presidential election is so fun. It's Trump and Biden. One would think Florida men would vote for Florida man Trump, right? Like all of them are from Florida. They're going to show up and vote for him. He's their guy. But you put on that Florida ballot a restrictive abortion access context,
right,
with making it possible for them to get an abortion, and you added recreational marijuana, that results probably in higher voter turnout. And in a Florida state, higher voter turnout makes it purple.
So we started this conversation with 2000 and you said you're out of touch, and now you've come around and agreed
I'm
saying, but for different reasons.
I didn't agree that what happened 24 years ago should be the reason we think what's happening today is happening.
But I mean, we don't change overnight. I mean, 24 years, that's a little
that's a
bit of time. We think of Ron DeSantis,
Greg,
as being way out there, but that's not Florida. I mean, he's done a lot of talk about DEI. We talked about that earlier tonight. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the state at the forefront of that, if you recall. But then you get these issues like reproductive rights, recreational marijuana. Who would have ever thought Utah would have medicinal marijuana?
Oh, I know.
I mean,
right.
People asked me that years ago. And I said, there's no way. It's not going to happen in our lifetime. Baby steps. You know, we have medicinal marijuana. It's very restrictive. Who knows where we're going to be in the future here? Again, that could be a topic that we deal with in this state someday.
Yeah. No, and it's interesting. I love how you just talked about it. Like Ohio has marijuana, right? Like I just think some of our more Republican states, meaning they vote Republican presidentially,
right,
but you go down into the issue weeds a little bit and you find some differences, you
right.
know?
And those are issues that bring people
that
to
bring
the
people
ballot,
to the polls.
And they may be more left-leaning and they may be
right.
making Florida a little bit more purple this year than it's been in the past.
Yeah, and it makes it harder for campaign consultants to figure out what to talk about and what to say in these states.
I think what you'll see is more Republicans coming a little bit around on some of those issues to avoid that very problem.
Yeah, maybe, which would be super interesting.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So next up on KSL at Night, let's stay with elections and let's stay with states. The Wall Street Journal has a new poll looking into 7 of the battleground states. Greg, Florida's not on that list.
Neither is Utah, I bet.
No, it is not. We'll break it down after the break.